我们继续从约书亚记的里头来看神如何让他的子民得着承受产业。
We'll continue to look into the book of Joshua to see how God has allowed his people to inherit the inheritance.
上一次我们就提到，当分地以前，迦勒就来到约书亚那里。
And last time we made mention of that before they divided the land, that Caleb came before Joshua.
就提起45年以前神给他的一个应许。
And Caleb made mention of the promise that God gave to him 45 years ago.
那就是要把希伯伦给他。
And that promise is to give him Hebron.
和他的子孙作为永远的产业。
To him and his descendants as inheritance forever.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank God.
因为从迦勒的身上，我们真实的看见一位得胜者。
Because from Caleb we can see a true overcomer.
我们提到约书亚跟迦勒是45年以前硕果仅存的两个兵丁。
And we may mention that Joshua and Caleb were two soldiers among them 45 years ago.
那么两个人现在承受产业的事上面，
and for these two to gain the inheritance,
神用着他们来表明一个属灵的事实。
And God has used these two to manifest a spiritual truth.
约书亚是说出了带领人进入神的旨意。
And Joshua reveals bringing leading of men into the will of God.
迦勒是专心的跟随去承受。
And Caleb has wholeheartedly to follow in the will of God to gain the inheritance.
在那一个时候来说，他们两个人都是得胜者。
And at that time, they both were considered overcomers.
因为上一代的人只剩下他两个了。
Because there were the only two left from the first generation.
也只有他两个是按照神的应许来进到迦南地。
And it is only the both of them that have been according to the promise of God to enter into the promised land.
那么我们就说到在承受地业的事上面，
and we made mention on the matter of dividing the land.
得胜者是神首先把最丰富的交给他们，
that the overcomer first received the best of the inheritance from God.
那究竟那个丰富是丰富到一个什么样的光景呢？
And at best, how abundant is that?
那十五章开始就说到每一个支派所承受的地业。
And at the beginning of chapter 15, it records each allotment for each tribe.
那上次我们也稍微提了，在那个迦南地的分地的事上面，神先把地分给犹大支派和约瑟支派。
And last time we already made mention that on the matter of dividing the land, it was first divided to the tribe of Judah and to the tribe of Joseph.
那约瑟支派又分成两个支派。
And the tribe of Joseph became two tribes.
以法莲和马拿西。
The tribe of Ephraim and the tribe of Manasseh.
那么现在呢，就先提到犹大支派他们所得的地。
And here first mentions on the land that was gained by the tribe of Judah.
首先我要弟兄姊妹们先注意。
First, brothers and sisters, please pay attention.
进入迦南地的那九个半支派，他们得地都是根据研究这个方法。
First, you must remember that the land that they received, the allotment of land that they received was according to the lots they drew, the nine and a half tribes that entered Canaan.
那没有一个支派是不念旧的。
Not one tribe did not draw a lot.
只有在约旦河东的那两个支派是没有经过念旧的。
And only the two and a half tribes east of the river Jordan did not draw a lot.
因为那两个半支派所承受的不是应许地。
Because the land that was given to those two and a half tribes was not the promised land.
那在应许地的里头，他们所承受的都是经过念旧的。
And in the land, in the promised land, the land that they received was through drawing of lots.
Now,
brothers and sisters, this gives us a special attention to pay our special attention to.
如果没有先提加勒得了希伯伦,
if it first did not mention Caleb gaining Hebron,
那么我们看这个年轻的这一件事情, 就没有那么特殊,
then we would not think anything special about drawing lots.
但是因为有加勒得着希伯伦的这一件事情在先,
because there was this matter of Caleb gaining Hebron at the beginning,
那年轻这个事情就显明了一个不平常的意义,
then this matter of drawing lots becomes something that's unusual.
又比如说呢我们记得以前我们读那个民数记的时候也提到了,
now, brothers and sisters, if you can remember when we read Numbers, it already mentioned this.
研究乃是在旧约的里头，或者说是在律法的底下使用信心的一个方法.
Now, this drawing of lots is a method of faith that is recorded in the Old Testament under the law.
那在新约里面，当然我们不再用这个方法.
And of course, in the New Testament, we don't use this method.
因为神把圣灵赏赐给我们，也住在我们的里头.
Because God has already given us the Holy Spirit, which dwells in us.
那神是借着圣灵的引领和神自己的话来做我们的指导.
And God, through His own words and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, becomes our guidance.
那在旧约的时候，以色列人没有这样的恩典。
Now the Israelites in the Old Testament did not have this kind of grace.
那所以他们怎么来使用信心呢?
So how were they to use their faith?
他们就用研究的方法.
So they used the method of drawing lots.
研究的方法也一面固然是神指示他们要这样用.
And this drawing of lots on the one hand is commanded by God.
同时这个也是污名和土灵的原则.
And this is also for the sake of the stones Urim and Thummim.
那神让他们用研究的方法来分地.
And God command them to use this method of drawing lots to divide the land. Then we begin to think,
既然是研究，哪里还有什么信心可说呢?
If it is drawing by lots, then why do you talk about faith?
你捏到什么就拿什么嘛，哪里还有信心呢?
Because whatever lot you draw, then that land is divided to you. Where is
that? 但是我们看得进去一点啊。
But brothers and sisters, if we draw a little deeper,
那我们就看到了。
Then we can see.
研究就是一个信心。
That drawing lots is a kind of faith.
信什么呢?
What do you have faith in?
不是信研究的人的运气。
You do not have faith in the fortune of those who draw.
研究乃是看见神在管理着哪一个州要落在哪一个支派的手.
But the drawing of lots is to let us see the sovereignty of God, which lot shall be drawn by which hand.
那现在我们就开始看到了.
Then we can begin to see.
那先是加勒要了希伯伦.
First, it is Caleb to get Hebron.
那现在马上就发生一个问题,
then a question might come.
假如希伯伦不在犹大所念到那个州的里头, 那这个事情怎么办?
For the question is, if Hebron was not in the lot that was drawn for Judah, then how should this be?
那如果犹大没有念到希伯伦所在的那个区域,
and if Judah had not picked the land that was that where Hebron was,
the territory.
In the territory that where Hebron lies,
那迦勒就不能得着希伯伦了。
Then Caleb cannot gain Hebron.
因为他不能在别的支派的地上面来承受产业。
For he cannot inheritance from the land of a different tribe.
他必须要在犹大的支派所得的产业上才能承受希伯伦。
And he can only gain Hebron from the land that is within the tribe of Judah.
但是谁能保证犹大一定能淹到希伯伦那个区地的那一大块的地呢？
But now who can guarantee that the tribe of Judah can draw the territory of land that Hebron lies in?
从人来看是没有把握的。
And from man's view, there is no guarantee.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
人所没有把握的事情。
What man has no assurance of.
神就在那里让人去学习信心来仰望神
来
做管理。
There God lets man to look toward God in faith for his rule.
那所以当犹大一研究的时候，就是念到那一大片的地。
And so when Judah drew the lot, they drew the lot of that big piece of land.
在这一大片的地上面就有一个希伯伦。
And in this great piece of land, there lies Hebron.
这一个希伯伦就是从前迦勒所踏脚过的地方。
And this Hebron was set foot on by Caleb.
也是神应许要给他的那一块。
And this was also the land that God promised to him.
那我们感谢赞美神。
And we praise and thank God.
那这个树刚开始就凭着研究来把地分出去了。
And at the beginning of chapter 15, according to the allotment, the land was divided.
那犹大一拈出来的那个就
And the allotment for the tribe of Judah.
那弟兄你就看那个面积很大了。
And you can see that the territory is quite vast.
如果我们翻到后边的地图去看的话呢
？Now we turn to the map on the back.
你就看见犹大的那个所面到的那一个丘啊。
We can see that the allotment that Judah drew
是最大的。
It's the biggest.
因为我们从地图里面所看到的呢
Because from the map we can see
还不是犹大原来所念到的那个丘
It's actually not the original lot that was drawn by Judah
犹大原先所念到的那个丘啊
That the tribe of Judah, the lot they first drawn
又怎么你可以从分十二支派十的那个地图里看到
And you can see from the map in the back
是把犹大和西面两个支派所得的地都包括在其中。
And that the land that belongs to the tribe of Judah actually includes the land of Judah and also the tribe of Simeon.
就说这是很大的一片地。
So this is quite big, big piece of land.
上次我也稍微预先提到了一点
And last time I already made a little mention of
那后来从犹大的地业的里面分出一部分来给了西面
That from the land that was allotted to Judah A portion of it was divided out for Simeon
那犹大站在长子的那一个地位上面我们看到他承受很大的一片产业
Now for Judah to be in the position of the firstborn, they inherited a big piece of land.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
问题不在那个面积大或小。
The problem does not lie on whether that area of land is big or small.
因为面积并不表明什么特别的问题。
Because the area of the land does notmanifest any special
那我简单提到另外一件事弟兄姊妹们就一定能明白
and I'll make mention of another example that we'll understand
便雅悯支派所分到的地不多
that the land of the tribe of Benjamin did not receive a big piece of land
小小的一块
it's just a small portion
但是里头有耶路撒冷
but within it there was Jerusalem
弟兄姊妹你从这一点上你就看到了
And just from this point, brothers and sisters, you can see
面积虽然是小
even though the area might be quite small
但是地点却是非常重要
But where the area lies is very important.
耶路撒冷在哪里？
That Jerusalem was in the midst.
神的居所在哪里？
That the house of God is in the midst.
神的宝座设立在哪里？
And the throne of God was established.
那这就是一个非常非常明显的一个事实。
And this was a very clear fact.
但是犹大的这一片地啊，它特殊在什么地方呢？
But this land of Judah, what is it special about?
上次我们提到那个迦勒要得着希伯伦的时候，我们不是说过吗？
Last time when we mentioned that Caleb gained Hebron, did we not make mention of this?
希伯伦是迦南地的迦南。
That Hebron was the Canaan within Canaan.
那也就是说，在犹大的支派的所得的地上面有一个最美的地。
And that in this land that was divided to Judah, there was this most beautiful land.
那美在什么地方呢？
And what is so beautiful about this land?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们就看15章里头就记载了一个很特殊的事情。
And if we look into chapter 15, it made mentions of a very special matter.
圣灵用很多的话来记录了犹大的那个地界。
And the Spirit used many words to record the area that was divided to Judah.
然后就说到他们怎么得地了。
And it specifically mentions how they gained the land.
主要的是说到迦勒怎么去得地了。
And majorly it mentions how Caleb gained the land.
那么我们感谢赞美神。
And we praise and thank God.
这里的话是非常的清楚的。
The words here are very clear.
神把一个特别的应许给迦勒。
That God gave a special promise to Caleb.
迦勒不是坐在那里去接受那个特别的应许。
And Caleb did not just sit there to receive that special promise.
迦勒乃是起来征战去得着那一个特殊的应许。
And Caleb rose and fought for that special promise.
我们也一再提过了。
And we may mention this again.
神的应许不错是给了我们。
And yes, indeed, the promise of God is given to us.
但是神许多的应许是带着条件的。
But many of God's promises are with conditions.
只有很少数的应许是不带条件的。
And very few are without condition.
这就是不带条件的。
And being saved, there is no condition.
所以那是不带条件的应许。
That is a promise that's without condition.
但是神许多的应许
But many of God's promises
都是带着条件
comes with a condition.
因此千万不要有这样一个不准确的想法。
And brothers and sisters, do not have this misunderstanding.
而神的应许都是白白的。
And that God's promise is free.
不错，救恩是白白的。
Indeed, salvation is free.
但是神在救恩的丰盛的里头
But in the fullness of salvation,
神在救恩的那个丰盛的基础的上面
But in the full foundation of salvation
神还有许许多多的荣耀的应许
And God has many many glorious promises
丰富的应许
Many abundant promises
但是这些应许呢
But all these promises
却不是白白的去给人的
It's not freely given to men.
带着条件的。
There is a condition.
那比方说
For example,
我们常常提的。
We may mention of this
在救恩的里面。
That in salvation,
神有一个安排。
There's an arrangement by God.
他愿意每一个承受救恩的人都要与他的儿子一同作王。
For those who have received salvation to become heirs with his son.
但是不是每一个得救的人都与主一同作王呢？
But will all those who are saved become kings with our Lord?
不错，作王是神恩典里面的一个应许。
And indeed, in God's grace, being king is one of His promises.
但是这一个恩典的这一个应许是带着条件的。
But this grace, this promise is with a condition.
什么人可以与主一同作王？
Who are those that can be king with our Lord?
必须是得胜者才能与主一同作王。
And one must be an overcomer to become king with our Lord.
不是一个得胜者就不能与基督一同作王。
And if we are not an overcomer, we cannot be king with our Christ.
他可以进到国度里。
We are able to enter into the kingdom.
但是却不能作王。
But we cannot become king.
那标准人这是带着条件的。
So there you can see there's a condition.
那又比方说。
And for another example,
你若亲近神，神也就必亲近你们。
If you draw nigh to God, He draws near to us.
这是雅各先生给我们看到的一个应许。
And we can see this promise in the book of
James. 神乐意亲近我们。
That God is willing to draw near to us.
神愿意与人同住。
That He's willing to dwell with us.
那这是神的心思。
This is the heart of God.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你实际去享用神的同在的时候，
But when you practically enjoy the presence of God,
实在的在那里享用与主的亲近的时候，
To enjoy the presence of being near God,
主给我们看见有一个条件，
God,
我们必须要先做好的。
That there is first a condition that we first must draw near to Him.
那是什么？
And what condition is that?
你先去亲近主。
Is that we first must draw nigh to Him.
你先去亲近主。
We must first draw
near to Him. 然后主就一定亲近你。
And then He will come draw near to us.
那我忘了是不是西征弟兄曾经跟我们在另外一些聚会里面提过。
And I've forgotten if it's our brother Christian who have mentioned this to us before.
好像不是他，还是我看书看回来的。
Maybe I read it from a book.
但是我也忘了那个数字。
But I've forgotten that number.
反正就是说，那些带着条件的应许非常的多。
I forgot the number, but it is that those promises with a condition are many.
但是不管我们记得那个数字也好，记不住那个数字也好，这并不要紧。
No matter if we remember those numbers or not, it's not important.
当你读经的时候，你读到神这个应许，你自己就知道这个是不是带着条件的。
But when you read upon a promise of God in the scriptures, you know if this promise has a condition.
你也知道这一个应许是不带着条件的。
And you would also know if this promise does not have a condition.
那现在我们来看回这个约书亚记。
And now we turn back to Joshua.
那加勒是不错，得做了希伯伦。
And indeed, Caleb has gained Hebron.
但是他去承受希伯伦的时候是经过征战的。
But for him to inherit Hebron, he must go through battle.
那弟兄姊妹，我们记得。
Now brothers and sisters,
当约书亚在这里分地的时候
，We remember when Joshua was dividing the land.
以色列人在迦南地把那些点那些。主要的那个就是说把迦南地分成点线面的时候
That when the Israelites divided Canaan into points, lines and plains and surface
当时以色列人他们所攻取的只是许许多多的点
And for the Israelites at that time, they only inherit the many different points.
和那个点与点之当中的那个线。
The points and the points which lie between the lines.
只是能维持着那个交通的线。
And to maintain the communication between the points.
对这个广大的面来说呢，以色列人还不能完全的控制的。
And on a vast surface, the Israelites were not completely able to control it.
希伯伦不错，以色列人已经拿下来了。
And in fact, Hebron, the Israelites have gained it.
但属于希伯伦的那些村庄
，But all the villages that belong to Hebron,
它的郊区
，its suburbs
还不一定是在以色列人的手上
，might not be in the hands of the Israelites.
也所以。当加勒去承受那个希伯伦的时候
，So when Caleb was to inherit Hebron，
他不仅是去得了那一个城
，Not only were he to gain that city，
他还得了那个与城有关联的一大片的那个郊野。
He also gained the wilderness that was had to do with the city，
和那些 许许多多的村庄。
And many of those villages.
那弟兄姊妹，这一点很重要。
And brothers and sisters, this
我们必须先记住这个事实。
We must first remember this truth.
因为在以后我们看到利未人所居住的那个逃城的时候，那这个事实就很重要了。
We must first remember this because when we notice where the cities of the Levites lived, this is very important.
我先点一下。
I must first point out.
迦勒得了希伯伦。
That Caleb gained Hebron.
但是实际承受希伯伦的是利未人。
But those who in fact inherit Hebron are the Levites.
那虽然那个产权不在利未人手上。
And even though the ownership is not in the hands of the Levites.
但是仍然是在迦勒的手上。
And the ownership is still in the hands of Caleb.
但是实际的使用希伯伦是利未人。
But those who practically use Hebron is the Levites.
你说这样，那个迦勒就是一无所有了，都在希伯伦。
Then you might say that Caleb has nothing in Hebron.
他得了希伯伦，就要把希伯伦交出来了。
He has gained Hebron, but he has to give it back out.
大弟兄姊妹们。
The brothers and sisters.
很美的一件事。
This is a very beautiful.
利未人一住进希伯伦
，that when the Levites lived within Hebron,
希伯伦就成了一个神恩典丰富流出的那个地方。
But Hebron became a place flowing with the grace of God.
那比迦勒得到希伯伦的时候，不晓得是蒙福多少倍。
And it's even blessed greatly more than when Caleb gained Hebron.
以后我们慢慢的看这一点。
We'll look into this point later on.
但是为什么你先看？
But brothers and sisters, first pay attention to.
迦勒得了希伯伦，又交出希伯伦。
That when Caleb gained Hebron, he gave it back out.
你说这不等于没有吗？
Then you might ask, that equals nothing.
感谢神。
Thank God.
不是没有。
Not that he didn't gain anything.
那个产权永远是在迦勒和他的子孙的手上。
That the ownership of Hebron is always in the hands of Caleb.
那好了，现在在希伯伦的附近。有一个镇叫做底比。
Now there is this city near Hebron called Debra.
底比。
Called Debra.
是一个小城。
And this is a small city.
那么现在呀，迦勒去要攻打这一个小镇。
Now Caleb was to attack this small city.
那他就在那里说了。
And he mentioned there.
他就对由他支派里面的人说了
He mentioned to the people in his tribe
谁去把底比拿下来
Whoever attacks and captures Debra
那我就把我的女儿给他为妻
I will give my daughter in marriage to that man
那当时有一个犹大支派的人叫做俄陀聂
And at that time, there was a man of Judah called Othniel.
他就去把这个底比拿下来了。
And he came and attacked and captured this Debra.
那迦勒也就按照他的承诺，把他女儿嫁给俄陀聂了。
And so Caleb, according to his promise, gave his daughter in marriage to him.
那本来这个事情没有什么。很特殊的。
And so this matter might not be anything special.
但是圣灵就记下这一件事。
But the Spirit records this matter.
那这记下这一件事是说什么呢？
And so the recording of this matter, what does it speak of?
乃是要说明犹大地是如何的丰富。
It speaks of how abundant this land of Judah is.
那弟兄姊妹们，你注意了。
Now, brothers and sisters, know
等到俄陀聂去娶迦勒的女儿亚撒的时候
Now on the day when Othniel went to marry Caleb's daughter Achsa
那这个亚撒就跟她的丈夫就说了
This Achsa came to her husband and said
她说你向我父亲求一块田啊
She urged him to ask her father for a field.
为什么求一块田呢
And why did she want him to ask for a field?
那弟兄姊妹你记得
Now brothers and sisters, you remember?
希伯伦是给迦勒的
That Hebron was given to Caleb.
俄陀聂原来不是迦勒的后代
that Othniel was not a descendant of Caleb.
是他兄弟的后代。
It was his brother's descendants.
那他是没有资格来承受希伯伦的。
Now he had no qualifications to inherit Hebron.
那我们要抓住这个事实，我们才知道这里头圣灵记下这一件事情那个意思在哪里。
Now we must grasp onto this fact before we understand the meaning of this recorded by the Spirit.
但是亚撒他知道。
But Asa knew this.
希伯伦这一个地方在神面前是一个非常蒙纪念的地方。
That this land of Hebron is a place that has great remembrance by the Lord.
是非常肥美的一个地方。
It is a good portion of the land.
那所以他就告诉他丈夫说。
So she urged her husband.
你向我父亲求一块田。
To ask for a field from her father.
哪怕是一块。
Even though one.
那有一块也就很好。
Even one field is very
good. 那一块田是在希伯伦。
Because that field is within Hebron.
在别的地方的田也许会在人眼中也许会比这里的田有价值。
Maybe fields in other lands might be in man's eyes worth more.
但是在希伯伦的这一个地方哪怕是一块小田都是神格外赐福的地方。
Even a small field in this land of Hebron is greatly blessed by God.
那亚撒是看到这一个。
And Asa saw this.
罗德呢也领会这一个。
And Othniel could understand this.
那所以他就向他岳父说，你既然把你的女儿给了我，好不好，你也从你的产业里头给我一块田。
So often asked his father-in-law, since you have given me your daughter in marriage, can you give me a piece of land?
就一小块也都可都好。
And even if it is a small piece of land,
感谢神。
Thank God.
加勒很大方。
Caleb was very gracious.
他说好，我就给你一块钱。
Okay, I'll give you a piece of land.
那么那加那个俄特烈就得了一块钱了。
So Othniel gained a piece of land.
那然后。
Then,
你要注意了。
You notice,
当亚撒回来向他父亲说的向他父亲提出另一个要求。
That when Asa asked of another request from her father,
什么要求呢
？What can I do for you?
他说：“你既把我安置在南地，是那个十九节。
In verse 19,
求你也给我水泉呢。”
Since you have given me land in the Negev, give me also springs of water.
哦，他父亲就把上泉下泉赐给他了。
So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs.
哦，你看，加勒在这里真是很大方。
Oh, you can see how gracious Caleb was here.
要田，给你田。
You want land? I'll give you field.
要水，给你水。
If you want springs, I'll give you springs.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们必须在这里看到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, we must see a different matter here.
这里有两个意思是我们不能忽略的。
There are two meanings here we cannot be careless about.
首先，我们记得加勒乃是得胜者。
First, we must remember that Caleb is an overcomer.
是很高的一个得胜者。
A very great overcomer.
那我一再跟弟兄姊妹提到，在那一个时候，在以色列中有只有两个最高的得胜者。
Now I must.Remind brothers and sisters once again that within Israel there are only two high overcomers.
加勒是其中的一个。
And Caleb was one of them.
那这个我们从得胜者的本身来要说明一件事。
Now just from the view of overcomers, we must make this clear.
得胜者乃是拣选神的人。
An overcomer is one who chooses God.
乃是不顾一切也要站在神的那一边的人。
One who stands on the side of God no matter what.
那因此神在得胜者的身上就能发表神自己的心思和意念。
So God can fully manifest his heart and desire in an overcomer.
那如果我们能领会这一个，
and if we are able to understand this,
我们就看到加勒在这里处理他的女儿跟女婿的事情上面乃是做神向人施恩的一个表明。
Then we can see in how Caleb deals with his daughter and son-in-law that this is the heart and desire of God to grant grace to men.
迦勒不是神的预表。
Caleb does not represent God.
但是却是神的性情的发表。
But it manifests the nature of God.
他是在神那里承受了许多的丰富。
He has received many abundance from God.
神也从他身上流出许多的丰富。
And God through Caleb have many grace abundance that was flow from him.
那这是头一件我们要看从迦勒身上看到。
And this is the first matter we can see from Caleb.
第二件你就看到。
The second is,
犹大所承受的产业究竟有多丰美
？Indeed, how abundant is the land of Judah?
那我们从以色列回来
，We came back from Israel.
我们就了解那里的地理的环境比较深刻了一些。
好。Understanding our impression of the land of Israel was deepened.
那我们没有去以前已经有那样一个知识。
Now we had this knowledge before we went.
整个犹大地
that the whole land of
所有肥美的地以伯利恒来做分界线
that the best portion of the land of Judah it'sset the standard by Bethlehem.
那在伯利恒以北的那地都很肥美。
And the land north of Bethlehem is very good.
所以伯利恒就有一个名，那个意思就是谷仓。
So there's a meaning to this place Bethlehem. It means
house of bread.
House of bread.
Bread. House of bread.
Oh, house of bread.
面包面包房
It's a factory of bread
那也就是说到那里是非常非常的丰富
It speaks of the abundantness of that place
但是在伯利恒以南
But the land south of Bethlehem
那就称为犹大的旷野
It's called the wilderness of Judah
那当年以色列地还没有受咒诅以前，那伯利恒以南是不是像现在那么坏的呢
？Now before the land of Israel was cursed, I don't know if the land south of Bethlehem was this bad.
我们不知道。
We don't know that.
究竟是如何
？We don't know how it is.
不过有一件事情我们能领会的。
But there's one matter that we can understand.
在犹大地在以色列地没有受咒诅以前
that before the land of Israel was cursed
犹大所承受的产业也就是称为包括南地的那一大的 这个地区
that the land of Judah that was inherited including the south of Bethlehem including the southern land
都是很肥美的
was very good
弟兄姊妹记得
brothers and sisters remember
索多玛跟俄摩拉就是在那里的地区
that Sodom and Gomorrah is in that piece of land
那索多玛跟俄摩拉当罗德去拣选他们的时候
and when Lot chose Sodom and Gomorrah
圣经怎么描写那两个城
How did the Bible record describing these two cities?
像耶和华的园子
It is like the garden of Jehovah
那所以那一个时候我们晓得是应当像不像后来受咒诅以后那样荒凉的
So there we can understand that the southern lands before it was cursed was not as deserted as now
但是若是我们用现在他们那个荒凉的光景来看这里的话
But if we use the condition of the how deserted they are now to see the passage here
那个情形就更突出了但是我们不能这样看
Then it would be standing out even more but we cannot look at it that way
那虽然我们不用现在的那个情形来去领会当时迦勒所做的这一件事
Even though we don't use the circumstances today to understand what Caleb did at that time
我们还是能领会到这一件事情那个属灵的意义
We can still understand the spiritual meaning of what he did
罗德也得了希伯伦
Othniel gained Hebron.
迦勒的女儿向父亲要水泉。
Caleb's daughter asked for springs of water from her father.
以色列人有一个特点。
Israelites have this special point.
只要水一充足。
That when waters are full,
一定丰富。
Then the products are abundant.
那现在亚撒向父亲要水泉。
So here Asa asked for springs of water from her father.
迦勒就说。
And Caleb said,
上泉下泉都给你。
Upper and lower springs I will give to you.
哦，不仅是有水。
Not only were there water,
并且是一个水泉。
But it is springs of water.
而是一个不停止有水冒出来的那个水泉。
That springs with water that's always flowing forth.
不仅是上头有水。
Not only water from the upper end,
而下边也有水。
Also water from the lower
springs. 那好像是给水围绕住的一块田。
So it seems to be a field that's surrounded by water.
用这么一，我们要是用圣经上的话来说。
So brothers and sisters, if we're used to use the word.
这一块田是什么田？
What kind of field is this field?
是给浇灌的田。
It is a field that is well irrigated.
啊，以赛亚是说到以色列啊，是给浇是也给浇灌的园子。
And in the book of Isaiah, he quotes, it is a field that is well irrigated.
哦，弟兄们，你就从这里看到了，从滋润那一方面来说，是非常的滋润。
So you can see that from resources, it is a place that's abundant with resources.
从这一块地所带出的结果来看，是非常丰美的一个地区。
And from the fruits of this land is very abundant.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
当我们将领会了这个地理环境所表达出来的那个意思的时候，
And when our spirit can understand the meaning that is manifested through this land,
我们就晓得，
then we'll understand
希伯伦这个地方是如何如何的肥美。
Then we'll understand indeed how good this portion of Hebron is.
有一件事情我们可以想象得出来的。
There's one matter that we can comprehend.
如果在希伯伦那个水是很缺的话，
If there was a shortage of water in Hebron,
迦勒恐怕也不会一下子就把上泉下泉都给了他女儿。
And Caleb would not just in one instance give the upper and lower springs to his daughter.
所以从这一小块田的里头，我们能看到整个的希伯伦都是给浇灌的园子。
So just from this small piece of field, we can see that Hebron is a place that's irrigated well by water.
那这给我们看到，神所赏赐给他子民的，都是神眼中看为最美的。
So here we can see that which God gives to His people is considered the best in God's eyes.
特别是给得胜者的那一个作为赏赐一样的。
Especially as those that He gives to, as rewards He gives to overcomers.
都是神把最美的来给他们。
It is the best that is given by God.
那我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank God.
而且也在这里表达了神的性情。
Here it also manifests the nature of God.
亚撒所要求的就是有点水。
What Asa was asking for was just a little bit of water.
但是父亲给他的不是一个水泉。
But what the father gave her was not just only one spring,
是上泉下泉。
But the upper and lower springs.
用新约的话来讲，
In the words of the New Testament,
那是恩上加恩。
It is grace upon grace.
超过所求所想。
It is, what we receive is far more from what we ask and can think of.
我们敬拜赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
那么从俄德灭去得希伯伦的一块田这一件事上面，
From this matter of Othniel receiving a piece of field from Caleb,
我们可以看到犹大所承受的那个地业是怎样的一个地业。
We can see what kind of land the tribe of Judah inherited.
那我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank God.
那么接下去我们就看到犹大得什么什么城和他的属城的村庄。
We can see what kind of villages and cities the tribe of Judah gained.
得了许许多多的地。
And they've gained a big piece of land.
一直到最末了的时候。
And to the very end.
那我们看到有一个记录了。
We see a recording.
63节。
Verse
63. 说至于住耶路撒冷的耶布斯人，犹大人不能把他们赶出去。到今日。
To this day, the Jebusites live there with the people of Judah.
我起初读这一节经文的时候，我心里面有个不太明白的地方。
And when I first read this verse, there was a place I couldn't quite understand about this verse.
耶布斯。
Jebusites.
不在犹大的境界里。
It's not in the region of Judah.
而为什么犹大要去攻打耶布斯？
Why did Judah go and attack?
那后来我懂了。
Later I understand.
大概算是明白了。
It's you can consider an understanding.
但是确实不确实，我也不敢说。
If it's accurate or not, I cannot say.
啊，不过大概总是有一点是可以明白的。
In general, there are some points I can understand.
弟兄们，当以色列人进入迦南。以后
when the Israelites enter Canaan, after the Israelites enter Canaan,
在没有分地以前，他们的征战都是整体的。
Before they divided the land, their battles was one nation.
弟兄姊妹记得我们以前提到，他们从基甲出发，战争完毕又回到基甲。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember, we may mention that they enter into battle from Gilgal, and after the battles, they return to Gilgal.
下一个战役开始，他们又是从基甲出发，全体的出去。
And when the next battle started, they went out from Gilgal and entered as a whole.
但是在分地了以后
，But after they divided the land,
他们就失去了这样的一个行动。
They have lost this act.
那如果我们对照那个四书记第一章来看的话
and if we look at this in reflection to judges
那弟兄姊妹记得
then you remember brothers and sisters
十五章开始的分地的那些历史不是发生在约书亚还活的时候
that the history that's recorded in chapter 15 the dividing of the landDoes not occur while Joshua is still alive.
乃是发生在约书亚死了以后。
It occurs after the death of Joshua.
我们看四十第一章，你就很清楚的看见了。
And when we look into Judges chapter 1, then we understand.
约书亚死了以后。
After the death of Joshua.
啊，犹大人就，那个，我们看看那里头就晓得。
Let's look at that, then we'll understand.
以色列人就求问神说
After the death of Joshua, the Israelites asked,
我们中间谁当上去攻击迦南人与他们征战
Verse 1, who will be the first to go and fight for us against the Canaanites?
那耶和华说犹大当先上去
The Lord answered, Judah is to go.
我已将那地交在他手中。
I've given the land into their hands.
然后你就看了，犹大对他哥哥西面说，请你同我到研究之地去，好与迦南人征战。
And you can see that the men of Judah said to the Simeonites, his brother, their brothers, come up with us into the Canaan allotted to us.
以后我也同你到您研究所得的地去。
We, in turn, will go with you into yours.
然后你再往下看，你才看，才看见。那个俄陀涅的事情
and then if you go further on you can see in the matters of of the matter of Othniel
所以这十五章里边所提到的事情是在约书亚死了以后的事
so the history recorded in chapter 15 is after the death of Joshua
但是怎么会记在约书亚的记载当中呢
Then why is it recorded in the midst of Joshua?
好像约书亚还没有死。
It seems like it's before the death of Joshua.
就发生这个事情。
That these have occurred.
那弟兄姊妹，你记得我们读十三章的时候
？But brothers and sisters, you remember when we read chapter 13?
一开始神怎么说呢
？What did God say?
啊，当你说约书亚年纪老迈。
When Joshua was old and well advanced in 8 years,
耶和华对他说，你年纪老迈了，还有许多未得之地。
The Lord said to him, you are very old and there are still very large areas of land to be taken over.
但这许多未得之地可怎么办呢？
And what do you do about this large area of land?
虽然你不能叫领着以色列人出去征战，
And even though you cannot lead the Israelites into battle,
但是你必须负责把他们分给以色的研究分给以色列人。
But you must be responsible to divide the lands by allotment to the Israelites.
那所以在约书亚记里头记载九个半支派分地的事情，乃是记载约书亚未了的那些事情，但是他必须负责去安排。
So the recording of the dividing of land to the 9.5 tribes was according to the responsibility of Joshua that he must do according to the arrangement.
那所以约书亚记里面所记载的这里头分地的那一部分的事情，有一部有相当的部分是在约书亚死了以后才完成的。
So the history of the dividing the land that's recorded, in Joshua, there's a part of it that occurs after his death.
那现在我们就注意一个问题。
So here we notice a matter.
当约书亚还在。
That when Joshua was still living,
以色列人的征战是整体的。
That the Israelites' battles were as one.
当以约书亚死了以后
，That when after the death of Joshua,
以色列人就失去了那个整体的行动了。
Then the Israelites lost that action of oneness.
他们好像觉得地已经分给我了。
They seem to have this feeling that the land has already been divided to me. This land is mine.
所以我要去得我的地了。
So I must go and gain my land.
所以他们才去神面前求问说，谁先上去攻打迦南人？
So they went forth before God and asking who is the first to go attack the Canaanites.
约书亚还活的时候根本就没有这个问题。
Before Joshua's death, there is no this question did not arise.
要去就全体去了。
If there was to go into battle, they go as one.
不去就全体不去了。
If they didn't go, they all stayed.
那用新约的话来说，这是身体的原则。
And in the New Testament's words, this is the principle of a body.
在身体里面行动呢。
To take action in the body.
那所以他们攻无不克。
So they went to attack.
They always win.
So they always win.
那弟兄你看到这一点呢
So brothers and sisters, do you see this point?
怎么他们会在约书亚死了以后就会问这个问题呢
Why did this question arise after the death of Joshua?
当然也是有一点历史的事实给他们参考的
And of course there's still a few references of history for them
因为当在信心里头分地的事情完毕了以后
Because after the dividing of the land by faith,
约书亚就告诉原来在河东得地的那两个半支派说，现在你们可以回去跟你们家人团聚了。
Now that Joshua told the 2.5 tribes east of the Jordan, you can go home to be with your families.
那弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters,
我们千万不要误会约书亚的意思。
Let's not misunderstand the meaning of Joshua.
约书亚的意思不是说从今以后你们每一个支派自己料理自己支派里头的事情了。
He did not mean that each tribe was to take care of its own problems.
不是的。
No.
约书亚没有告诉他们说，如果以后这边有征战，你们可以隔岸观火了。
Joshua did not tell them that if west of the Jordan had battles, you can stay over there.
没有，约书亚从来没说过这个话。
Joshua never said this.
但是因为那个时候没有征战。
But because there was no battles at that time.
没有大的征战。
There are no great battles.
你把那两个半支派留坐在那里，那是也是不大合理的。
So it wasn't reasonable for the 2.5 tribes to remain west of the Jordan.
所以约书亚就打发他们先回去。
So Joshua told them to go back first.
但是在整个以色列来说，他们仍然是一个整体。
But to the nation of Israel, there's still one nation.
但是约书亚死了以后
，But after the death of Joshua,
以色列人忘记了这一个身体的法则。
The Israelites forgot this principle of the body.
他们各自为政的去征战。
They fought for themselves.
结果犹大没有按照他们所想的去完成。
So Judah was not able to accomplish what they were given.
以法莲也是这样。
Same with the tribe of Ephraim.
马拿西也是这样。
As well as the tribe of Manasseh.
半支派都是这样。
All the tribes were like that.
九个半支派在迦南地的都是一样。
The nine and a half tribes in Canaan are the same.
都在他们的地业的里头留下了一条尾巴。
That there were scars in their land.
那我们如果把十六、十七、十八这几章一直念下，是十九、二十的念下去的时候，你就发觉每一个支派总有一些迦南人他们赶不掉的。
Now, if you continue to read on to chapter 20, you can see that there are some Canaanites they cannot drive out.
为什么？
Why?
失去了那一个身体的原则。
They have lost that principle of the body.
不再在身体的里头
，They were no longer
征战
in the battling in the body，
结果就不能成就神所托付给他们的。
As a result, they cannot inherit what is given to them by God。
那还有，在犹大没有攻下耶路撒冷
，and Judah had not attacked and captured Jerusalem。
有一个问题。
There's a problem there.
因为耶路撒冷不是犹大的产业。
Because Jerusalem is not the inheritance of Judah.
既然他们自己说他们去要取得分给他们的那个地业。
If Judah was to gain and attack and gain the land that was given to them,
那犹大就不能越过界限去把便雅悯支派的那个地业。也拿过来了。
So Judah cannot surpass their boundary and also gain the inheritance that was given to the tribe of Benjamin.
那弟兄姊妹们，从另一面来看啊。
So brothers and sisters, on the other hand,
我们也不能不留意啊。
We cannot notice.
虽然是要在身体里面行动。
Even though we act as one in the body,
但是却不能越过弟兄的份。
But we cannot surpass into our brother's lot.
那虽然约书亚记从分地的这一个角度来看，以色列的历史是得胜者的历史。
And even though in Joshua the history of this dividing of land, the history of the Israelites is an overcomer.
约书亚记的里头的历史却勾上了那个士师记的历史。
But the history that's in Joshua is also in connection to the history in Judges.
这就很糟糕了。
Then there's a lot of problems with this.
这就是在得胜中的失败了。
There is failure in overcoming here.
前几天一个姊妹挂电话来问我。
A few days ago, a sister called and asked me.
她说得胜者啊。
She said overcomers.
是不是一直要维持到最末了见主的时候还要得胜？
Do they have to maintain that overcoming until the day they see the Lord?
如果到见主的时候他不得胜了，他以前的得胜还算不算数？
If they did not overcome when they see the Lord, the overcoming they did before that, does that count?
这个问题倒把我难起了，难住了。
Then that has gave me some hard time.
我告诉他说我不是神，我不知道。
I told her I'm not God, I don't know.
我说我不能很明确地告诉你。
I cannot tell you correctly.
不过就着神留下的一些记录，大概神不会忘记你从前的得胜，而盯牢你现在的失败。
But with some few recordings in the scriptures, I told her that God would not.Remember your shortcomings now and forget about your overcomings before.
不过无论如何，你现在的失败一定叫你从前的得胜打了很多的折扣。
And even though your shortcoming now will cause a great loss, to your overcoming before.
不过我说我不是神，我不能为这个事情下定论。
So I told her I'm not God, I cannot give you a definite answer about this.
不过看神留下的记录应该会是这样。
But according to the recordings left by God, it should be like this.
不然的话，所罗门的雅歌书就不会在圣经里了。
Then the Song of Solomon would not be recorded in the Bible.
他的箴言也不会在圣经里了。
Then his Proverbs would not be in the Bible.
传道书更不会在圣经里。
Then the Book of Ecclesiastes would not be in the Bible.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当然我们 不去计算这些个东西。
We do not go and consider these.
我们要注意的是注意我们一直要站牢在得胜者的地位。
What we must pay attention to is we must be standing in the position of overcomers.
那这个才是我们所该留意的。
And that is what we should pay attention to.
我想我再多交流一点点嘛。
I figure I continue to share a little more.
十五、十六、十七，这几章啊。
Chapters 15, 16, and 17.
是长子的位份和长子的长子的名分和长子的那个祝福。
These three chapters is the position of the firstborn and the blessings of the firstborn.
那么在约瑟支派里头有一个约书亚。
In the tribe of Joseph, there's a Joshua.
在犹大支派里头有一个加勒。
And in the tribe of Judah, there is a Caleb.
那么，所以在这三章圣经的里边
，So in these three chapters，
可以透过这两个人来看到一些得胜者的标记。
You can see symbols of an overcomer through these two。
那我们刚才看过了那个加勒和他的女婿啊。
We have already read about Caleb and his son-in-law。
那现在我们再看十七章里边的几个人。
Here we'll see a few characters in chapter 17。
这是马拿西的孙女儿。
This is the granddaughters of Manasseh。
那这个事情在民数记里头就连提了两次。
This was mentioned twice in the book of Numbers.
那现在在约书亚记提出来是第三次。
And the mentioning of this in Joshua is that for the third time.
那一件事情在教员三个里头在圣经里头提到。
Now when a matter is recorded twice and three times in the Bible.
里面一定有原因的。
There must be a reason within it.
那这是什么原因？
And what reason is that?
那起初我们记得在民数记的里头，那么这一个西罗非他的几个女儿来跟约书亚说。
And we remember that in the book of Numbers, the daughters of Jelophehad came to Joshua and said,
我们的父亲没有儿子就死了。
Our father had no sons and he died.
他是死在自己的罪里头的，不是死在得罪神的事上面。
He died within his own sins, not sins committed against God.
但是不能因为我们父亲没有儿子，就把他的名字在以色列中涂抹掉。
But not because our father had no sons that you have wiped out our names in our tribe.
而那我们父亲的份上所该得的产业，也应该给我们啊。
The portion of land due to our father should be given to us.
好留下我父亲的名字啊。
So that we can, our father's name might remain.
神就告诉说，希罗非他的女儿们所说的有理。
So God said, the daughters of Jehoshaphat said are right.
如果有人他没有儿子，只有女儿的话，就把产业分给他。
If that person had no sons and just daughters, give them the inheritance.
但是后来马拿西支派的人又有一意见了。
But the Manasseh tribe people have some thoughts.
所以这个事情第二次提出来。
So it's mentioned for the second time.
他说虽然希罗非他的女儿去承受产业，我们不反对。
Even though we're not opposed to the daughters receiving the inheritance.
但是有一件事情我们不能不说。
But we cannot but say another matter.
如果他们将来嫁人嫁给别的支派的人，
What if they were to marry to a person from another tribe?
那等到七年的时候，那个地业要归回原主的时候，那我们马拿西的产业不是归到别的支派去了吗？
So when that land, the ownership of that land is returned to the owner, then wouldn't the portion of our inheritance be given to another tribe?
那这样是不大妥当了。
So it's not right there.
神说，
Then God said,
是，
That's true.
所以没有女儿承受产业 承受产业的女儿，如果她结婚的话，她必须要跟本支派的人结婚。
So for the daughters receiving an inheritance, they must marry within their own tribe.
那弟兄姊妹，就是民数记所提到这个事情的两次。
So this is recorded in the book of Numbers twice.
那这两次，弟兄姊妹们，我们千万不要小心眼来看他们在那里要争夺权力。
Now, brothers and sisters, these two mentionings do not consider that as gaining authority.
我们要看到头一次提到希罗菲哈的女儿，他们乃是寻求神的纪念。
But we must consider that the daughters of Jehoshaphat was seeking for the will of God.
那第二次提到这个事情的时候，马拿西人乃是留心去保守神的赏赐。
And the second mentioning of this was that the people of Manasseh were careful in maintaining the inheritance of God.
那弟兄们，你看他们那个心思是在这里的。
And you can see that their heart was there.
你说怎么知道？
And you say, how do you know
that? 那现在来到约书亚第三次提的时候呢，我们就看到了。
Because we can see that when it mentions it for the third time in Joshua.
弟兄姊妹记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember?
希罗非哈的父亲
that the father of Jehoshaphat
祖父
his grandfather
他是在约旦河东得地的那半个马拿斯支派里头的人。
He was one who received land east of the river Jordan.
那也就是说
in other words,
如果希罗非哈有儿子的话
if Jehoshaphat had sons,
他们所承受的地业是在约旦河东
then the land that they would inherit would be east of the river Jordan.
但是感谢神
but thank God,
弟兄姊妹你来注意
you pay attention here,
希罗非哈这几个女儿所承受的产业是坐落在什么地方
where the land of these daughters of Jehoshaphat had
你说没有明说
It did not record clearly, you might ask.
感谢主，虽然没有明说，但是你细细一读就读出来了。
Even though it does not record it clearly, if you read it in detail, then you'll be able to find it.
我们留意第六节。
We pay attention to verse 6.
十七章的第六节。
Chapter 17, verse 6.
因为马拿西的孙女们在马拿西的孙子中得了产业。
Because the daughters of the tribe of Manasseh received an inheritance among the sons.
底下那一句很重要啊。
Now the following verse is very important.
基列地是属马拿西其余的子孙。
Now the land of Gilead belonged to the rest of the descendants of Manasseh.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see this?
希罗非哈的几个女儿是在约旦河西的马拿西那半个支派的地里头得产业
that the daughters of Jehoshaphat gained the land east of the river Jordan
没有跟着他们的家族在约旦河东得产业
not as the rest of the descendants of Manasseh who received inheritance east of the river Jordan
啊，弟兄姊妹，你不要看这个是小事
brothers and sisters don't look at this as a little matter it's a great matter
以前我们读民数记的时候
before when we read Numbers
我们一直指出
We have pointed out,
约旦河东的地虽然是肥美，在当时来说是肥美。
Even though at that time the land east of the river Jordan was good,
但是不因为是肥美就成了神的应许地。
But not because the land was good that it became the promised land of God.
神的应许地永远是在迦南这一边。
That the promised land of God would be forever in the land of Canaan.
我们看见神吩咐约书摩西跟约书亚两处，那民数记跟约书亚记。提到分地的时候，指明迦南地是神的应许地，没有把河东地包括进去。
That we see that God mentions it twice to Moses and Joshua in Numbers and Joshua that the dividing of the promised land is in the land of Canaan, not because the land east of the river Jordan is good that it became the promised land of God.
那这样一来
，So on the one hand，
用什么你看到没有？
Do you see? brothers and sisters?
如果按照家族的那个关系
that it is on the relations of
the tribe, 只能在约旦河东得产业。
Then the daughters of Helophehad would have gained inheritance east of the river Jordan.
但是因着他们留意神的纪念
but because they were careful to the remembrance of God,
爱慕神的应许
that they desired the inheritance of God,
神把他们从他们本该留在约旦河东的那一个事实把他们转移到河西来
that God brought them to the, from the fact that they were to remain in the east of Jordan into the west
那是把他们留在神的应许
for them to remain in the will of God
哦弟兄姊妹们这是何等美的一件
brothers and sisters how beautiful is this
因着心中的爱慕神就赐恩把他们留住在神的应许
because there's a desire in our heart that God has kept them and let them remain in the promise of God
这是得胜者的第二个标志
and this is the second symbol of an overcomer
第一个是加勒
the first is Caleb
是犹大支派的
it belonged to the tribe of Judah
忠心跟随主付代价去承受神的应许
to faithfully and wholeheartedlypay consequences to follow the will of God
现在这里是约瑟支派的
and here is the tribe of Joseph
就是爱慕神的应许和神的纪念
and that is to desire the promise and desire the promise of God
就把他们维持在一个得胜者的赏赐的里头
to let them remain in the position of an overcomer
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这两个标志合起来的时候，就是一个完整的得胜者的记号。
Brothers and sisters, that when these two symbols of an overcomer are put together, it is a complete symbol of an overcomer.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
在约书亚书的里头
，that in the book of Joshua,
不仅是叫我们看见以色列人得地的那个经过。
Not only lets us see the history of the Israelites gaining land,
也让我们看见在他们得地的这过程里头，那个神给他们的那个属灵的带领。
But also lets us see the spiritual guidance and principles that lets them leads them through in the process of gaining land.
我们求神把当年神坐在他们身上的那一些，今天也坐在我们的身上。
And may we ask God.To do upon us what he has done to them,
叫我们在见主面的那一天。
So on the day when we see our Lord,
我们也是让主留住我们在得胜者的那一个范围的里头。
May the Lord keep us in the boundaries of an overcomer.
我想今天晚上我们的交通就停到这了。
I think we should end our sharing here today.
我们请一两位弟兄和姊妹，让我们有点祷告。
We ask one or two brothers lead us in prayer.